John Samuel Manyuon, the Jonglei State Information Minister, says at least 60 people were killed and several others injured in separate attacks in Huror County in the past 3 days. Manyuon says the attacks have created panic among residents.
In the recent past and currently, the population of Huror County of Jonglei State have suffered and is still in devastating situation due to attack by armed criminals from Greater Pibor Administrative Area. The incident, among others, includes the following. January 1, 2023, one person was killed in Thadiuk Boma Pieri Payam, and a good number of health cattle were raided and recovered. No, they were not recovered. On the same night, 4 people killed and 300 heads of cattle, which were later recovered in Chwaidok Boma of Motot Payam. 31st December 2022, 2 people were killed in Pulchuol Payam, Huror County. Heads of cattle were raided and later recovered by the youth.
Manyuon says 3 children, aged 5, 7 and 13, were abducted between Pieri and Wat on December 26, 2022. Manyuon condemns the renewed attacks suspected of being conducted by Murle youth, saying the incidents might weaken state government efforts to persuade youth to stop attacking their neighbors.
On behalf of the government of Jonglei State, we condemn in the strongest term possible the killing, child abduction and cattle raiding on our people, and we call on the government of Greater Pibor Administrative Area to call this criminal to return to their areas and help us recover the abducted children.
Abraham Kelang, the Greater Pibor Administrative Area Information Minister, says he is aware of the attacks in Huror, but says he doubts the attackers are from Pibor. Kelang says the Murle youth are in defensive position because the area is already under attack.
Seeing I heard yesterday, all of us, we government of GPA, we are surprised because we are still in under attacking in armed youth from Jonglei. Even yesterday report, my colleague, Mr. Honorable John, they announced that youth from, they're suspecting our youth. I say it is not true because yesterday at 5, there are another attacking in Likwangole County in villages called Nyargeny, in from Lawnware use in from Kobo use. Today I'm really surprised, and I don't sure is it Murle, because youth from Murle is still busy with fighting both sides.
Kelang urged his Jonglei counterparts to join with the authorities in Pibor in stopping the recurring conflicts among the communities in both areas.
Please let us stop awareness for mobilization of fighting, and let inform our youth well to stop the fighting against the tribe. And we government, we need to link together, and then we talk issues of concerning of our youth and community die for which reason.
The attacks comes just days after an armed militia group from Jonglei State, known as the White Army, attacked several villages in the Greater Pibor Administrative Area and Oberen Gumru County. Local authorities say the attacks left dozens of people dead, homes burned, livestock stolen, and tens of thousands of people displaced. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.